Hey, Sip, hit the gavel and introduce her.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Of the Democratic National Convention 2016.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
It gives me great pleasure.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
To introduce the heart.
Dun.
The soul.
Dun-dun.
Of the Democratic.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Party of the United States.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
And. The voice. The face. The heart of Louisiana.
Yes.
Okay, time's up. Okay, have a nice convention, Donna Brazil. Too much introduction. Hey, Donna Brazil, how's it going?
It is a great, great moment, Tom. Let me just tell you something. This is my ninth convention. And last night, watching President Obama deliver his speech, and Hillary Clinton coming out to greet him, I was just floored. Let me tell you why, Tom. It was back in 2003 that Hillary Clinton called me and a couple of friends, Mignon Moore, and said, you all have to meet this young man. He is going to be the future. He is so fresh. He is so forward-thinking. And we said, who? Who? And she said, Barack Obama. We said, what? We didn't know what a Barack Obama was. Ooh, Barack Obama. And last night, Tom, seeing the two of them together, it just made me realize how beautiful and awesome God is, because Hillary was the person who introduced Barack Obama to so many of us back in 2003. And when we met him in Washington, D.C., we said, you know what, we're going to promote him to help him in the Senate race. And of course, we promoted him to be the keynote speaker. And look at him last night, 12 years later.
Mm.
He was dazzling. I love his speech. I thought his speech was so spot on. But also Joe Biden was spot on. Michael Bloomberg was spot on.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Bloomberg, you know, when a billionaire,
I know a con.
A billionaire.
I'm from New York, and I know a con when I see one.
Yes. I said, Lord, I said, this, we have come full circle. But look, we're in Philadelphia. 240 years ago, Abigail Adams told her husband, who became the future president, don't forget the ladies. Remember the ladies. And guess what? Tonight, this is the moment. This is the moment. We're going to nominate the first female to become president of the United States. It is a big moment for
and
the country.
And to see females running it.
Well, you know, sister.
they don't realize the females are running this whole thing.
come on. Yeah, my sister Leah Daughtry, this is her second convention. She is outstanding. She ran the convention in Denver that elected Barack Obama, and she's here running the convention in Philadelphia. My great sister Marsha Fudge from the wonderful state of Ohio, she's the permanent chair of this convention. You know, we often forget Stephanie Rollins Blake, yeah, who called a roll the other night. The first time in the history a black woman called a roll. And let me tell you,
wow,
she is still calling a roll,
okay,
the mayor of Baltimore.
And as the DNC chairwoman, you're making history too, aren't you?
Well, this is my second time I've been called in to serve as the interim chair of the Democratic Party. I'm going to serve out the term of the current chair, Deborah Wasserman Schultz, and I will take the gavel tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you something, Tom. This is stranger than strange. But when I gave Debbie the gavel back in 2011, it was the first time a woman gave another woman the gavel.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, Stephanie Rollins Blake, as the secretary of the party, is going to hand me the gavel.
I will be chair.
I
love you. I tell you what else I love. I tell you what else I love. When you say party, that New Orleans, come on, the Democratic Party.
Party.
We going to party,
well,
baby.
I was in Cleveland for 5 days. My allergies, I have the worst allergies. You know, Louisiana people can take all everything, right? But, man, I'm telling you, being with those Republicans for a week, the toxins,
made it flare up.
The noise. You know, Donald Trump, the hairspray. I mean, my allergies just knocked me. I'm like, God, I need some help. And Gregory's calling me, telling me to take 4,000, you know, 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I said, no, I just need hope after the Republican. I just need love after the Republican. I just need to continue to praise God after the Republican. This is a historic moment. I'm excited, excited, excited.
Congratulations. We're so proud of you. Great job.
Yeah.
I want to come back on because, you know, we got to get our voting groove on.
That's right. We got to get ready to vote now. We got to register and we got to go vote. We got to get them. We got to get them fired up, Donna Brazile.
Baby, I'm fired up. I got so much fire in me, so much heat and humidity, Tom. I can become my own city right now. Got it, baby.
Okay, baby.
My president, I'm so proud of Barack Obama, and I can tell you, I don't want to cry right now, but man, I love him. I love his style, but more importantly, I love his vision. He is still hanging on. So
yeah.
We got some work to do, Tom, but I'm ready for the job, and I'm looking forward to helping everybody who wants to win. I want to help them win this fall.
All right. All right, Donna Brazile. We love you. You know it.